from Chicago, the Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, and their special guest, the Steinway Sinatra, Jan August. Now here's Spike and the City Slickers saying, "We don't care what you call it, but it means hi there, neighbor, welcome to you," and it may sound like no, no, Nora.
Thanks, everybody, and hi there, friends. This is Spike Jones wishing you all a happy Halloween and inviting you to come on in and bob for apples. Heist your heels and take a ride with us on our special broom built for two.
Hey, move over, Spike.
That's our girlfriend, Goldilocks of the Gold Coast, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Oh, Spike, don't you just love Halloween?
Yes, Shazy, I sure do. This is the night the goblins will get you if you don't watch out.
Goblins? I don't think I know them. But, gee, there's one fellow I'm sure lighting a pumpkin for tonight.
Anybody I know, Dorothy?
No, I don't think so, Spike. He's a very shy, sensitive type of fellow.
Well, I'm kind of shy myself, Shay.
Oh, I know, Spike, but you wear shoes.
Oh, you got a real old-fashioned two-jug mountain man, huh?
Well, Spike, he's just a big, gentle boy. And if I sit real quiet here tonight, he may come stealing through the dew. And before you know it, we'll be sparking.
What are you going to say to him, Dorothy?
I'll tell you, Spike, but when I talk about him, I... We had a little argument last Halloween, and he went away mad. But if he comes back, here's what I'll say to him. Life used to be a gay thing, a filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have and to hold. But it seems that your love grew cold. I never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lark when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude. I never knew that our romance had finished until that bottle hit my head. So I tried to be rude when you pushed me off the roof. I feel our romance is dead. It wouldn't have been so bad if you told me that someone had taken my place. But no, you didn't even scold me. You just tried to disfigure my face. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but there. Life used to be so classic. Won't you please put down that acid and say that we're sweethearts again. Oh, how well I remember that night in Bridgeport. That was the night you gave me the hot foot. I thought there was sort of a strange look in your eyes, but then you smiled and, well, it made everything all right. Then there was a time we went canoeing, and you set fire to my dress. You said you pushed me overboard to put out the flame, but I never quite understood why you held me underwater so long. Now, I've never met this girl who's taking my place, but I wish you all the happiness in the world. And if there's anything I can do, you know, you can always reach me up in room number 304 in the General Hospital. Farewell, my sweet. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but then my love can go just so far. Won't you please put down that crowbar and say that we're sweethearts again?
Have you noticed that familiar red cooler in more and more places lately? Its frosty interior bulging with refreshing Coca-Cola. Yes, these days you can find an ice-cold Coke not only at your favorite lunchroom soda fountain and refreshment stand, but in your service station and your food store, too. Since it's so easy to pause for a Coke, and the price is still 5 cents, why not ride refreshed and shop refreshed?
Being Halloween, folks, we'd like to present ourselves at your door right now, dressed up like one of those ritzy, big, polite orchestras with a soup and fish arrangement of My Old Flame. It features Paul Judson and Paul Frees. Look, folks, easy. No hands.
My old flame, I can't even think of her name, but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame, my old flame, my new lovers all seem so tame, for I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. Some who took me up to the sky, but their attempts at love were only imitations of my own flame. I can't even think of a name, but I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old
think of her name. I'll have to look to my collection of human heads. but it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eyes. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. It was making me, it was. Some who took me up to the sky for their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name.
What's her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Mary, Mo, Jack.
No, it couldn't have been Mo.
I can't say that, I tell you. This is driving me insane. I'm going to...
She would always treat me wrong. So I poured a can of gasoline and stuck a match to my old flame.
Gee, Spike, that was really pretty.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. Say, get the door, will you, Doc? That must be some of the neighborhood kids coming begging for Halloween candy.
Sure, Spike. Say, see if you've got a few apples and oranges. Remember, it's trick-or-treat.
You bet.
Why, hello, Dorothy. May I drop in?
Why, Jan August. Hey, Spike, look who's here.
Hi there, Jan. Pull up a chair. Have an apple, huh?
Thanks, Spike. What do we do? Go out and push over some lawn springs? Swings or put the cow on the church steeple?
Well, is that what you did when you were a kid, Jan?
No, I was always playing piano someplace. But it's not too late now, is it?
Yep.
Why?
Well, because you're up here to play piano again.
Someday I'm just going to give it the gate and run away and leave that 88.
Oh, no. Think of all the hearts you'd break if you ever left that piano.
Well, then maybe you'd better wheel it out and let me at it.
Not so fast. First, we want to know how you got so famous, Jan.
Not famous, just sold a few records.
Just a zillion or so. Where'd you start out?
I started out competing with a lot of Blue Point oysters and broiled lobsters and the Guinness of Seafood joint in Brooklyn.
Did you ever find a pearl, Jan?
No, the only thing I got, Dorothy, was the gate. Then I floated around playing a lot of pianos in a lot of places until I found myself one cold night in a club off the beaten track in New York.
I know what you mean, Jan. You work with tears in your eyes from the smoke.
Yeah, from the salary, too, honey.
Incidentally, was that the night?
That was the night, Spike. I had just beaten it out as usual, only maybe I did it a little different. When out comes a guy with something to say.
Well, what were you playing?
I had just finished playing Miserloo.
Miserloo? No wonder he came over.
Say, I haven't heard playing like yours in years. You really got something.
Thanks.
I'm not just talking, Sonny, but I know about things like this. Music is my business.
Yes?
Are you, tied up with anybody?
I'm not even tied to this job.
How about signing up with me, then? I represent a recording company.
Sure. What do you want me to do?
Do? I want you to put what you just played on one of my records. That's what I want you to do.
Do I have to sign something?
You bet you do. Here, give me that envelope over there.
I'll draw up a contract right now.
Dan, the rest is history. Miserloo, Dark Eyes, Without You, Melancholy Baby, Besame Mucho, Nola, and Dizzy Fingers. Every one of them a smash hit. And now here's Jan August and his arrangement of Miserloo, just as he recorded it, just as you heard it all over America. Thank you.
Something, Spike.
He sure has, and for that matter, so have you. I've just heard your new Columbia record album, and it's great.
Well, thank you, Spike.
I think this is as good a place as any to give the folks a preview of one of the tunes.
All right, let's go. The title of this one is It Was Just a Friendly Feeling on My Part. In Paris, it's the proper thing to do to speak to strangers if you have a mind. They never get insulted, and sometimes it's resulted in the most delightful friendship you could find. And so I tried the continental way and stopped a stranger on the avenue. He looked so debonair with such a friendly air, but I soon found out it's not the thing to do. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I never meant no harm. I saw that he was shy as he was passing by, and so I just grabbed him by the arm. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I asked him out to tea, but we sheltered back and did, and I stole a little kiss. Now ain't that a friendly way to be? A friendly, 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 friendly feeling. I'm a friendly, 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 friendly gal. When I'm with a man, I do all I can to keep on boosting his morale. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. We ate and drank our fill. And as we went to go, well, they saw I had some dough, and so he just let me pay the bill. Just a friendly feeling on my part. Until we took a vow. Well, now we live in flats, and we've got a dozen brats. Oh, where is that friendly feeling? We lost that friendly feeling. Ain't got no friendly feeling now.
Hey, that's really swell.
Thank you.
Dorothy, look at Jan August putting on a sombrero. What's the idea, Jan?
This is Halloween, isn't it? Well, this is a night to dress up and go out, isn't it?
Well, sure. Why not?
Well, then I'm going South American. My sombrero is for old Mexico, and my gaucho boots for the Pampas, my jacket for Cuba.
I'm going, too. Throw me a shawl.
Si, si, senorita, we'll all go. Look out of my South American way. The beguine has beguine.
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And now here's Spike and Dorothy.
Well, if the goblins don't get me, I'll see you next week, Spike.
Today, Dorothy, I'll be wearing my chef's cap and cooking up a mess of bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs? At that time of night? How come?
Well, we want to make our guests feel at home. It's Jack Owens from the Breakfast Club.
Oh. Isn't he the fellow who made that great recording of How Soon?
That's our boy.
Oh, I've been looking forward to meeting him.
Well, you'll get your chance next week. So until then, this is Spike Jones, your man Friday.
And Dorothy Shea, your girl Friday.
Hoping you'll all be listening to us every Friday.
Good night.
Good night, folks.
Listen every Sunday to the pause that refreshes on the air. With the music of Percy Faith and songs by Jimmy Sims with Roger Fire on the same station at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Dan Otis appears for the courtesy of the Revere Camera Company. Spotlight with You is produced by Hal Timberg. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.